Actually, we did this verse yesterday, so what we're going to do is I'll just read the next one, and then we'll go through the word by word synonyms of the next one. Apratyudgama prasyana vivadanam vidyate sadumatasam sumadyame pragyale parasmai purushaya chetasa guhasyaya eva nadehamanine. Okay, so you can repeat. Pratyudgama.
Pratyudgama.
Standing up from one seat. Prashayana. Welcome. Avivadanam. Obeisances. Vidyate. Are intended. Sadhu. Proper. Mitaha. Mutually. Asumadhyame. My dear young wife.
Actually,
technically in Sanskrit, that means my dear wife with a thin waist. Yeah, madhyame, it means like thin waist. Anyway, sumadhyama. Sumadhyame, it means unto the lady with the thin waist. Anyway, so pragyahai, by the wise. Parasmai,
unto the supreme.
Purushaya,
unto
the super soul.
Chetasa,
with the intelligence. Guhashyaya,
sitting within the body.
Eva, certainly.
Na,
not.
Deyamanine,
to the person identifying with the body. Translation, my dear wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another and offering obeisances, but those who are elevated to the transcendental platform, being intelligent, offer such respects to the super soul who is sitting within the body, not to the person who identifies with the body. So you can repeat, my dear young wife.
Certainly friends and relatives.
Offer mutual greetings by standing up,
welcoming one another,
and offering obeisances.
But those who are elevated to the transcendental
platform,
being intelligent,
offer such respects to the super soul,
who is sitting within the body,
not to the person
who identifies with the body.
So purport by Svangre Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It may be argued that since Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva, it was certainly the duty of Lord Shiva to offer him respect. In answer to that argument, it is explained here that when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances and welcome, he offers respect to the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart. It is seen, therefore, among Vaishnavas that even when a disciple offers obeisances to his spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances because they are mutually offered not to the body, but to the super soul. Therefore, the spiritual master also offers respect to the super soul situated in the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body, so offering respect to a Vaishnava means offering respect to Vishnu. It is stated also that as a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer him respect, indicating the super soul sitting within. A Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the super soul in Krishna consciousness, offering respect to Daksha, who identified with his body, was already performed. There was no need to offer respect to his body, for that is not directed by any Vedic injunction. All right, so. Om gana timidanda sha gananjana shudakaya chakshur miditam yenitas mai shigurave namaha.
So, of course, in the Krishna conscious movement, we call these obeisances, and we say to each other, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu. And then people offer their obeisances mutually. And so this purport and verse seems to indicate that if we're meditating on Krishna, we don't have to offer obeisances because we're already offering obeisances to Krishna, right? Seems what it indicates. So someone says, please accept my humble, you know, sometimes we joke, please accept my humble obeisances, and I say, no, I don't accept them. But that's a joke. But sometimes people say, please accept my obeisances, so should we just say, well, I'm already offering obeisances to the super soul. So, you know, Hare Krishna, that Prabhupada says that. But there's actually several items that need to be discussed in that respect. First of all, the devotee does observe ordinary etiquette, even though, technically speaking, you know, if he's absorbed in... But actually, if you're... The point is that Lord Shiva was absorbed in the super soul. None of us, as far as I can see, are absorbed in the super soul. We're more absorbed, just like yesterday I was... Or the day before, I was driving with one of my disciples who has a Captain America shirt on. So we're more... I'm not going to tell you what Captain America is. Anyway, you know, a little star in his chest. And the other day he was dressed as Spider-Man. So we're actually... At least he's honest. I hope he's not listening. But anyway, at least he's honest about it. But generally, we are more absorbed in other things other than super soul. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, that you know, we're thinking right now, you know, I hope this class is over soon. I'm really tired. I'm going to, you know, prasadam. Or I got to go and run and do this. Or I got to, anyway, we had so many things. Shrata Vyadini Rajendra. Rinam Shantri Sahasra Saha. Apashatam Atmatatvam Graheshu Grahi Medhiman. Nam. It says that we have thousands of different topics for thinking of. We're not Akeha Kurunandana. That's a devotee. Vyavasayatmika Budhir Akeha Kurunandana. What's that? Akeha Kurunandana means one-pointed, one, you know, just really focused. Like you see, Prabhupada's success was that, to a large extent, was due, of course, he's a pure devotee, but that he was focused on what he was trying to achieve. He wasn't diverted. It's like, you know, when someone's racing, or like someone's shooting an arrow. Let's use a more Vedic example. When Arjuna was shooting the arrow, you know, at the eye of the bird, all he saw was the eye of the bird. He didn't see the tree, he didn't see the teacher, he didn't see the other students, he didn't see anything. He was just like really focused there. And Prabhupada was like that. He was just very focused. He was never diverted. Anyway, so that's what Krishna consciousness is, to be very focused. So anyway, so Lord Shiva was very focused on Krishna, whereas we're diverted. You know, sometimes we're thinking of Krishna, maybe 5% of the day, if we're lucky. So we can't use that excuse. That's the first point. We can't use the excuse that I'm actually absorbed in super soul, therefore I'm not going to offer obeisances. On the other hand, we do follow ordinary etiquette. Actually, Krishna appreciates that etiquette because it helps, let's say, it helps develop a society of Vaishnavas as well as helping people relate to the Krishna conscious movement. I mean, for example, when someone comes to the temple for the first time, many times they say, how do you do? My name is Billy Blue. And I say, my name is Swami. And we shake our hands. That's ordinary etiquette. You know, shake hands. How do you do? You know, if I went like this to everybody, you know, namaste, you know, they wouldn't be able to relate to it. So sometimes we got to shake hands. Like in the airport, you're shaking hands sometimes. It's not that you're calling people over and say, sir, like that. You know, they'd be wondering about the whole thing. So that's there too. And even in addition to that, I would say even more important than the ordinary etiquette, which Krishna prescribes in the Gita. He says, austerity of the body is offering respects to the superiors like mother and father and guru and all those other things. Krishna prescribes that in the Gita. In addition to that, it's very important to learn how to offer respect to Vaishnavas. And as Prabhupada says here in the purport, it's more important to offer respect and serve Vaishnavas than it is to serve Vishnu. And there are injunctions, for example, that even if one is doing deity worship on the altar and a Vaishnava comes in, and there's no one else to receive him, it's not that you know every time someone comes in the temple room, you just like jump off the altar and interfere or stop the arti. That would be crazy, isn't it? You know, you hear the door open, okay, got to stop arti. I mean, that's a little bit different. But anytime like a Vaishnava comes in and they need something, and especially a superior Vaishnava, especially the guru, it's not that, you know, if the guru walks in, you stop arti either, but if there's necessity of something, then you can actually stop arti and serve the person. So in other words, even though you're offering respects to the super soul, Krishna, in the original form in Vrindavan, you can still stop that worship in order to offer respect to a Vaishnava. So these are actually extremely important points that we should always be respecting Vaishnava. Now, however, when we're offering respects to each other, Anakshi probably makes an interesting comment here, we should actually be thinking that we're offering respects to the super soul and its part and parcel in the heart. And so Prabhupada says here in this regard that a spiritual master returns the obeisances when they're offered by the disciple. And the way he returns the obeisances, of course, is how? He goes like this. He doesn't like fall flat and dunderbutts, you know. It's not that every time a disciple comes up and says, please accept my obeisances, Gurudev, and you just dunderbutts like that. However, on the other hand, I mean, I'm just giving both sides of the thing, you have great devotees like Srila Rupa Goswami and the Goswamis of Vrindavan who would sometimes offer obeisances to 1,000 Vaishnavas in a day. Can you imagine that? You wouldn't need to go to the gym if you did that. You know, you'd push-ups. You know, that would fulfill your need for exercise, recreation, and everything like that. It's easy. Krishna consciousness is complete, you know. You get to dance, that's exercise, and kirtan, offer obeisances 1,000 times a day. What's that? So... Anyway, it's very healthy for you. So then you have that example of offering obeisance 1,000 times a day. But in any case, I think our focus in Krishna consciousness, according to Lord Shiva, of course, Lord, there's two statements, one from the Adi Purana, one from the Shiva Purana. Lord Shiva says, Radhananam sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam param tasmat paraturam devi twadiyanam samarchanam. Lord Shiva says to his wife, he says, the topmost worship is worship of Lord Vishnu, and better than that is worship of Vishnu's devotees. And then that's from Lord Shiva and the Shiva Purana and the Padma Purana. And then then Lord Krishna says that one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's a devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So therefore, we can conclude that apart from this, you know, point of offering obeisances, that the best method of worshiping Krishna is to serve Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Seva. So the question arises, actually I was listening to one seminar last night someone gave, this is a seminar Ramapad Maharaj was giving at the bridge preaching conference, and the devotee asked him, you know, you're going out and doing all this bridge preaching at different corporations. Very interesting. He was giving different seminars at Lucent. Lucent, of course, they used to be AT&T. It used to be part of AT&T. It broke away. IBM and Microsoft. I was actually feeling envious when I heard about that. Anyway, he's giving seminars on different things like stress management and things like that that may appear a little mundane. Of course, he connects it with spirituality. So the devotees asked him the question, how is it that, you know, you're used to sitting there in Bhagavatam class when everyone is so submissive, which isn't a true fact. But anyway, when everyone is just sitting there, you know, in rapt attention, or sleeping, at least they're quiet. When you give Bhagavatam class, the babies cry and the devotees sleep. So you wish it was the opposite, isn't it? I think about it for a second. Anyway, I wish the babies would sleep and the devotees would not cry, but anyway, so at least cry in ecstasy. So he was asked the question, you know, you're used to sitting in class and, you know, giving this, you know, traditional Bhagavatam class, and you're speaking directly about Krishna, and you have this every day. And how can you go out there and just speak indirectly? You know, you're not really directly speaking about Krishna. And then it was very interesting. Rompad Maharaj gave the statement, he made the statement that, you know, actually if we see that everybody is a Vaishnava, of course, that doesn't mean that we do whatever they ask us to do. You know, we have to differentiate between different, you know, Vaishnavas in different grades, like Vaishnava Praya means like a Kanishtha Adhikari and the Majjhima Adhikari and the Uttama Adhikari, and then also the innocent, so, you know, I'd like that. So, because, you know, someone who's not in the Krishna conscious movement says, you know, please share a McDonald's with me, we're not going to serve him by doing that, but we're going to serve him by actually giving him Krishna. So the point is, he said, if you actually see, which is really interesting, if you see that you're out there preaching, and of course he said, just repeating his words, he said he also had a lot of experience on book distribution, which is good, because then you're also approaching people, mostly people who are not Krishna conscious, or not interested or don't know about Krishna consciousness. It was interesting, one time I was walking through an airport with Karmi clothes and I got hit up. And I said, I'm a sannyasi. He was a lady who pinned a flower on my lapel. And I, can you imagine that? You know, I'm walking through the airport, minding my own business, and all of a sudden this lady comes up, hi there, pins a flower on the lapel. And I said, I'm a sannyasi, stay away! And she jumped back like 100 feet, you know. The poor lady had a heart attack, anyway. So, once in a while, you run into a devotee on Sankirtan, not very often, but if you, or, you know, someone, a member of the Krishna conscious movement, but if you actually see people as devotees, you know, because everyone is, Krishna says, Sarvajonishu Kuntiya Murtiya Sambhavantiya Aham Bija Pradapita. He says, everyone, I'm everyone's father, not just the devotee's father. You know, it's not that, you know, we got the best family and all those little creepy karmis, creepy crawler karmis outside. So he made this statement. Of course, you know, we've spoken about this before, but it was just very wonderful hearing it from him. And that we, you know, when we see that, it's just like Bhagavatam class. Because you're giving them Krishna, maybe indirectly, but the whole motive is to actually bring them closer to Krishna. So Prabhupada was like that. I mean, Prabhupada was also, you know, tricky sometimes, because Prabhupada was more direct, we understand, he didn't engage. But Prabhupada encouraged bridge preaching. He had sannyasis teaching yoga at one particular time. Paramahansa Paravijakacharya Swami, they were teaching it to the Shah of Iran before the Iranian Revolution. They weren't the cause of the Iranian Revolution. It was something else, but... So, and Prabhupada encouraged restaurants and so many other ways that we, you know, preach indirectly. So if we see everyone as a devotee, we're offering respect to them. That's the real point that I'm getting to here in the verse. That we're actually offering respect to Krishna in the heart of everyone. I remember when I used to do Sankirtan, when I was a pious devotee, that I used to pray to the super soul in everyone's heart. Did you ever do that? No. Remember when you used to do Sankirtan? It was nice. So, you know, when I approach someone, I'd say, Krishna, in their heart, I offer respects to you. Of course, I didn't say that out loud. It would have been counterproductive, you know. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? Are you crazy? You know, so you understand that you know, obviously, it was like internal, you know, below the level of... people's ability to hear. So I was praying, you know, Krishna in their heart, let them take this book. Of course, sometimes I was praying, I hate to say it, Krishna, let them give more money. But anyway, as soon as they open it, you know, we used to call that in Sankirtan the moment of truth. You ever hear that expression before? The moment of truth, when the wallet would come out of their pocket, that's when my prayers would actually increase in intensity. You know, Krishna let them give that big one in the wallet. And then when they gave him something small, I said, Krishna, why? Why, Krishna? Why hast thou forsaken me? You know, that's a little attachment to the results. I'm not saying I was pure out there, you know, but at least I was offering respects to the super soul. Or prayers to the super soul. So anyway, so going back with what Romapad Maharaj said, and it was very nice, you know, just see everybody there as devotees. And they're all your family members. You know, and that's really, if we have this conception that, you know, only people within the, you know, purview of ISKCON or within the, you know, like, it even gets tighter than that, you know, even only my god brothers and god sisters, like that, then, you know, this is like creeping a consciousness. Actually, probably said that consciousness will actually destroy the movement, the partisan party spirit. And, you know, sometimes it arises, and it used to arise a lot more than it does now. The party spirit is, you know, my disciples or my guru. My guru is the best, you know, he's the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya or something like that. But I haven't heard that one. But, you know, so we have to get rid of this party spirit. You know, I'm a devotee, and they're not devotees, or I am a member of ISKCON. I mean, I'm not saying that we bring everything in and you know, and ruin ISKCON, but at the same time, we have to maintain our boundaries, but have the consciousness of a wider consciousness internally. You know, that's actually a trick for me, because as a GBC, I have to maintain the boundaries of ISKCON, and obviously, you know, Prabhupada has to be at the center, and that's what I want, and that's actually what Prabhupada wanted. Very nice. But at the same time, we have to relate to people not in terms of enemy images, in terms of, you know, you're outsiders and I'm an insider, like that. And then, in that mood, and Prabhupada did exhibit that mood when he was dealing with people, then we can bring people to Krishna consciousness in that loving mood. But it's all based upon the super soul being within everyone's heart. If we see like that, then we'll have great success in preaching. You understand? Because the super soul gives what? Intelligence, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And right now it's giving most of the people forgetfulness. And right now he's putting most of you to sleep. But that's forgetfulness. Same thing. So, you know, praying, I'm giving class praying to the super soul, please keep them up. Give them some intelligence, please, so they can understand class, please. So anyway, so we talk about forgetfulness. Part of forgetfulness is sleep. Prabhupada said, sleep is death. Sleep is forgetfulness. You forget. Just like last night, I dreamt something that I even forgot. But anyway, so I was dreaming, and I forgot, you know, where I was, who I was, or anything like that. Oh yeah, I dreamt that I was giving abhishek to some devotee in the temple. That's that. That was the dream. And I woke up and said, why was I doing such a stupid thing like that? Anyways. Just a regular devotee, one of the devotees here. I'm not going to tell you who. What? So anyway, so it's forgetfulness. Sleep is forgetfulness. So we pray to super soul, and when we relate to the super soul in people's hearts, then Krishna gives the intelligence. We pray because Krishna's devotee is more merciful than Krishna himself, and Krishna listens to his devotee. You know, if the devotee says, Krishna, please give this person your mercy. Let this person understand Krishna consciousness, even though ordinarily you wouldn't be letting him do it, but please, I'm making this special request to you. Then Krishna will do that. If you're actually, you know, devotee, sincere. You want not just the results for your own proper adoration and distinction, but you want the results for pleasing Krishna. Then, so that's how we approach super soul, offer obeisance to the super soul continually throughout the day. Krishna is in everyone's heart. So, okay? On that note, we should offer obeisances to the super soul.